So I'm Liz Meir, I'm Chief Executive of the Innovation Agency, and it's great to be here at our 12th ecosystem event. So we've been running these digital ecosystem events over the last 4 years, and we've had some really good results that bring in NHS trusts, local government, industry partners and universities together to think about how we can improve health by using digital means, to network, to think about, actually somebody's doing that in their organisation, can I take that across to my organisation and accelerate progress? So we're hoping today that we're going to be doing the same today around the topic of medicines optimisation. So before I go into the introduction, a few things that you need to know. We're going to be using an electronic service provision today called Slido, which is about you being able to ask questions, to evaluate the programme. And to use Slido, you need a smartphone. So hopefully most people in the room have got a smartphone or an iPad. And for each device, you need a separate wireless code. So if you've already signed in on your iPad, to sign in on your phone, you will need a separate wireless code. So Charlotte, if anybody's only got one and we want to need to sign in on two devices, Charlotte will bring you another code round. And we'll tell you when we're going to be using Slido. It's going to be to put questions to the panel as we move forward. So that's one of the housekeeping. You can see the fire exits all around us, so there's no fire alarm planned. If we need to get out, there's an exit there, there's an exit there, there's an exit there, there's an exit there. So plenty of fire escapes, but we're not expecting an alarm. And you'll have seen toilets already in the room outside. So medicines optimisation, what's it all about? And as a lay person, I always just think of this about getting the right medications to the right person at the right time. So we're going to be talking a bit about that today, about people who are on medications having a conversation with the doctor about how they want to optimise their lives and what medications they need. We're going to be talking to people in a hospital setting about how they optimise medications for people in hospital and on discharge. And we're also going to be talking about some of the really forward-thinking techniques around medicines and where innovation is going in the medicine space and where digital innovation is going so that everybody can have the medicines optimised and live a better quality of life. So at the Innovation Agency and across all the academic health science networks, we've adopted medicines optimisation as one of the things that we do together because we really think it makes life better for patients. And also, it reduces cost to the NHS as well. So if we're giving the right meds to people to enable them to optimise their own lifestyles, we're also very efficient. So there's a few things that are whizzing up on the screen that we've been working on across the region. So I'm not going to go into all of them, but you'll see there's a real variety here of things that support people having the right medications. And medications are the most expensive intervention that the NHS prescribes. And there's something that can really ruin your life if they're not right. If you're having too many medications, if the balance isn't right, if you're having a medication to run a marathon and all you want to do is to walk down to the park to chat to people, go out for a gentle stroll every day, it can really interfere with your life. So we've been working on prescribing, we've been working on getting medicines dosing right for people with atrial fibrillation, we've been working on point of care testing for antibiotics and getting things like that right. So I'm not going to go into any more detail about those, but our team are spread around the room. And if you're interested in any one of those things on the screen, the people with the blue and white Innovation Agency badges can talk to you a little bit more about that during the morning. So this might seem a really odd slide to put in a presentation of penny farthing. And this is what we're using across the HSN network to talk to commissioners about how much money they're putting into research and development for the NHS, which is a great thing. So if you look at that big wheel, lots of money is going into research and development, which is really important, so we don't want that to stop. We want the best treatments for people, we want the best working practices for staff, and we achieve that by good research and development. But the money that's put into adoption and spread in proportion is about the size of that tiny little wheel. So we've got great research, we've got great development, but we haven't got much resource into adopting and spreading that. And part of today is about doing just that. So if you've got a great digital product, a great service improvement, we want to spread that across our region and beyond so that patients and residents and staff benefit from innovation. So we're putting pressure on upwards. If you are in a position where you can do that, please do. But let's use these events to spread within our own region and beyond. If we hear something fantastic, we think, I could use that. talk to the person who's the speaker, or you're talking to the audience, come and find a member of Innovation Agency staff and we'll think about how we can work on adoption and spread together. So we've got some tools for doing this. One is our Innovation Exchange, and a lot of you might already have your product registered on Innovation Exchange. So it's an electronic platform. There's an online form that you can go on to register a great product or service improvement. It might be a digital product, a medtech product, a pharma product that you think actually this will really help to be at the forefront of innovation and benefit residents in the region. You apply online, we have an expert panel who will look at all the innovations and they'll go on to the exchange in different categories. If it's something that panel look at and think, oh, this is a great idea, it just needs a bit more work, we can provide you with business assist to get that product going as well. So really good reasons to go on and have a look at that if you go into the Innovation Agency website. We also have a programme called PIP, Putting Innovation into Practice. And this is about supporting staff in their organisations, it might be in a university, in a trust, in a local authority, to put innovation into practice. So this is our PIP graphic. We've got workshops, we run hackathons in collaboration with the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. We have communities of practice where you can meet like-minded people. So it's a really full programme that you can jump in at one point, jump off at another, go on the whole programme. That's the graphic about it. There's more details on the Innovation Agency stand at the back that talks about the Innovation Exchange and this programme if you want more details. So that's the intro from me. Obviously, I've got a very broad overview of medicines optimisation, but we've got some speakers here who've got a really in-depth overview and real expertise to tell us about innovation in this area. So I'm going to hand over to our first speaker. John Roberts is our patient representative, and he's going to talk about this from his perspective. He sits on the Medicines Optimisation Committee for Liverpool CCG. So, John, I think you're a bit of an expert in your own treatment and as well if you're a commissioner. So if you'd like to come up, we'll listen to what John's got to say.